opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, especially when you go back and look at what happened on Sunday. I mean, you got a pass ball. You're up 1-0, two strikes, two outs in the ninth, and you're like, okay, this should just be a 9-game losing streak. But then you go back and look at the streak, and you're like, oh, 5 of the 10 games, they didn't even score a run. How many innings did the fans have to sit through at the stadium this weekend where the offense just was non-existent? And so finally, you just kind of, you percolate a little bit, even when you just get one run. One run felt good last night. One win just felt good last night. Even one run felt good. When they were up 4-0, yeah, you felt okay in the fifth inning. And then Houston comes back and scores 4 in the bottom of the fifth. That didn't feel real good. But then he came back and scored 2 of the 6. So life is good. And then he gave up 1 in the bottom of the sixth. But does that really matter?
It was a baseball game. It goes back and forth oftentimes.
Does it have to go that way when you jump out to a 4-0 lead, though?
Oh, well, talk to Tanner Bibee. He's had this habit of giving up key home runs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, it's all right.
It's okay. Hey, I'll take the win. So now you're 41
and
48.
Well, that's nice of you. They appreciate that.
You're 41 and 48. Little unknown fact. I was looking this up yesterday. When the team lost 12 in a row in 1930, was it 1930 or 31?
This will be relevant.
Well, I just wanted to say this. If you want to be an optimist, Jeff, can you be an optimist for a minute and
yes,
not be so negative?
Yes, I can.
The year that they lost 12 in a row, they finished the season over 500. Two games over 500.
That's great.
So there is hope.
That and a bag of donuts might get you a bag of donuts.
You're 6 games out of the wild card, or you're behind 6 teams, I should say that, in the wild card. You're a game and a half behind Kansas City and Minnesota, who are 2 of the teams of the 6 you've got to jump to get back into the wild card. See how just one win can change everything, can change your whole perspective on the game. So what did Tim Kirkchin have to say on the morning show? That's my big question for you.
It's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team. But the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
Unfortunately, Tim, that was courtesy of our morning show, by the way. Let's give him a little credit.
Did they tell us we could use it?
Did we have permission from them?
Did we have permission?
Do we?
I mean, Fearless Leader gave us permission.
Oh, then who cares, man? He's 10 times more powerful than they are. Who cares what those guys think?
You know what Tim said? The same stuff you and I have caught you-know-what for about 13 years.
That they run it like a baseball team?
No, they run it like a business.
Or like a business. A business of baseball team, yes.
I mean, that's what you and I have said for 13 years, and good for Tim. But, you know, we catch incredible grief for that.
I don't totally agree with everything he said there, though. That's the problem.
Well, you've been saying it.
I know. I know that they run... They're frustrating right now, Jeff. It's a frustrating
team.
Well,
they've lost 10 in a row until last night. Of course they're frustrating.
I mean, if I'm...
They hit as well as you and I do.
Yeah. I said this to you this morning, and I ask you this again. You just lost 10 straight.
Yeah.
It's historic. I mean, it ties the third longest losing streak in franchise history.
Okay.
So let's be honest. That's real. They went five games and didn't score a run. If I'm Chris Antonetti or Mike Chernoff, I should be mad at myself. I should be. And it's not, the fans have every right in the world to be upset with what's going on right now. And, you know, when he says the team doesn't have money, why? Why doesn't the team have money?
Because they're not owned by people who have huge, deep pockets like so many people who have gotten into sports because they made gazillions in other businesses. I think that's it more than anything. Are they getting revenue from baseball and everything else? Sure. It's not my job to tell them how to spend their money. And it's not my job to tell them how to invest their money. They did it in a baseball team. And they're going to make buku bucks when they finally sell. It's like if you own a house and your value goes way up, well, that's wonderful. If you want to sell, if you want to live there, well, you still got to pay all the bills. And that's what the deal is. You know, they're not owned by somebody who, you know, invested in Microsoft, who created Microsoft or Apple or, you know. They're not. And that's the way it is.
Let me just get the count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. According to Statista, they're the sixth wealthiest baseball owners in baseball. This is according to Statista.
Where do they get that from?
I didn't do the survey. They did. I don't know where you come up with that number.
I would find that hard to believe.
Well, should we show this graphic to you? You want to see it?
I don't have any idea. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But that's somebody putting out a nice graphic on a website.
I just don't know. I mean, saying that they have more money than Steinbrenner? I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. And
if they're counting the Charles Dolan family in it, maybe.
I don't see Charles's name on here either.
Well.
It said Larry and Paul. So this was done, obviously, before Larry passed away. This was in 2024. So
it's not our job to tell them how to spend their money.
No, and I'm not.
If you don't like their product, don't support it. I like their product.
I don't have a problem with that either. I'm not telling them how to spend their money, but I don't want to hear people crying poor. I don't. What Kirchin said is they don't have a lot of money. I don't. Who owns baseball teams that doesn't have money? Who owns a professional sports team now that doesn't have money? If you don't have the money, should you be there? That's the question.
They apparently have enough to run a baseball team because they've done it pretty successfully.
And I don't disagree with that. But I do think, and as I said to you earlier, that they are that the franchise is at a low point right now after you lose 10 games. I mean, it is what it is. And it's like every other year, they're competitive, but yet they haven't been able to win a World Series. I just, fans have come out. Like, I'm not mad. I don't know why, but this time around, I'm not really mad at the fans. It's not like I normally am. But the fans that want to sit here and complain and say, why aren't we in the same ballpark as everybody else when it comes to spending money? I think they have a right to ask that question if they want to support the team. How many people said, I'm done. I'm never coming back. They changed the name of the team. They came back. The fans have come back. They packed the house this weekend. They can't even score a run. If you don't like it, don't go to the games. I'm sure that's what you'll say, right? Is that what you'll say, Jeff? If you don't like it, don't go to the games or don't support the team? I don't know. I'm not going
to. Apparently, I don't need to be here.
Well, I'm just asking you, what are you going to say to that? I know you too.
Andy, I think they've done a really good job of putting out competitive baseball teams. They just lost 10 straight. That happens in baseball. What I think is the biggest issue this year, they've completely missed on the thought that they have middle infielders. I honestly think that's throwing in the outfield. I mean, that's bad too. But they've collected all these middle infielders. You don't have two that you can play and start?
On a consistent basis?
Yeah. And I don't blame Paul Dolan for that.
Yeah, I'm not blaming him for that either. You
don't have one guy?
I'm not really mad
who's
at
capable
the Dolans
of being
either.
A starting right fielder? You don't have one guy who's capable of being a starting center fielder? It's probably supposed to be Lane Thomas in one or the other of those spots, but he's been injured. And he hasn't produced when he's not been injured. And that's a shame. Guy seems to be a pretty good guy, and he's been a pretty good baseball player. They have a lot of things position player wise that haven't worked. The Lane Thomas thing, I don't have an issue with. That he's been injured and he hasn't produced, but it looked like they had one of those spots locked down. The other spot, up in the air. But the middle infield stuff, man, they've just not hit on that. You know, was it Juan Brito? Well, he got hurt. And if you're banking on a guy who's never played in the major leagues before, good luck to you.
We understand, and I agree with you on what we've said here. We've always said the Dolans run this as a business, and I have no problem with that. I just don't want to hear somebody crying poor.
I don't think they have.
Problem. No, I just heard Tim Kirchen say it.
He's not crying poor. He's saying they don't have money.
Can we play it again?
Well, no, he said it.
I want to hear it again.
You don't hear the Dolans crying poor too often.
No, I don't. I hear them. They're competitive. I get it. I understand the competitive nature, but I don't want to hear our football team say it. I don't want to hear our basketball team say it. I don't want to hear any professional sports team, because professional sports is not poor. The nature of the entire thing is not about being poor, because we talk about billionaires owning teams or near billionaires owning all these teams. And Tim said this again. It's irritating.
It's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team. But the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
It's irritating. That's all. I mean, I agree with everything he said. They've done a great job of making this team competitive. Year in, you know, you go back, look, every other year they're playoff, you know, they're near the playoffs or in the playoffs every other year. If that's the goal, then that's fine. I just don't want, they don't have a lot of money. Dan, do you agree or disagree with me? Am I insane?
The problem that I am always going to have with this ownership group is the way that they attacked this offseason. You made the ALCS, and then you looked around and said, okay, we could either push our chips in the middle of the table, realize there's a window here for us to win the World Series and really make a run for this. It's going to cost us some cash. We're going to have to reinforce some things with some veterans, because those are the guys that you need if you want to win now. Or we could continue to operate around the margins. And we can continue to think, okay, maybe a few guys will step forward and maybe this will all work out. They chose option B. Everything they have done has flopped outside of the starting pitching.
And the bullpen. Their pitching has been very good.
Correct.
Better than most.
I am going to have until the end is the fact that they looked at this offseason and went, we don't need to reinforce anything in the starting lineup. We can make this trade for Carlos Santana, which, again, I like Carlos Santana.
You'd rather have Josh Naylor.
Boatload. It's when a guy hits 30 out, it's a really nice thing to have in the middle of the lineup.
Which, by the way, seemingly had nothing to do with money.
Then,
right? I mean, seemingly had nothing to do with money, because Naylor's making less than Santana.
You don't reinforce the outfield with anything. You don't bring in any veterans for that stuff. And then your offense flops because...
Couldn't agree with you more on that stuff, Dano.
That's the stuff that will do me in.
Now,
I am fine with development.
I am here for it. Let me
ask
you this.
But at a certain point, you need to realize your contending window is open and it is time to push the chips in the middle of the table and let's freaking go.
Let me ask you this, though. Are you sure that the reasons that those decisions were made were financial? Or were they miscalculations on the ability of the players involved?
Can it be column A and column B? Because I think the true answer is column A, column B. I believe they thought they could thread the needle by bringing in Carlos Santana, and they could thread the needle by thinking a full year of Lane Thomas is just going to be copy-paste what he did for his one good year in Washington. And I don't know if they thought David Fry, this was legit. I don't know. Maybe they thought they could save Nolan Jones, and they looked at those and thought they could thread the needle between in making this roster better without having to spend money.
That's viable.
That's what I mean by column A, column B.
That's viable.
All right, let's roll on with this because, you know, we're sitting here trying to figure this out. It's not like...
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, I'll never be mad at the Dolans for owning the team. Like, I always say, be careful what you wish for when you've got a professional sports franchise, especially if you've lived through the Modell era there, that the fact that the Dolans call Cleveland home, I think the back of your mind, that should be important to you. It is important to me. But by the same token, I don't want to hear poor. That's all. And if they're competitive and they can play in the game, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. But it was the way Tim Kirkland said that was like, it made it sound like the franchise is on welfare. I don't know. It's bothersome. It's bothersome as a Cleveland sports fan. I mean, they run a business. I respect that. I respect the Dolans. And I know you may not, but I like them a lot. I just like, I don't want to hear somebody from the national media saying that. That just really just irked me.
Bad.
You know, the fans want to speak and they want to talk. And I know we talk about ownership a lot, you know, and it doesn't matter what team it is. And I wonder sometimes, you know, I think you and I will always agree on this. I would have loved to have seen the Dolans get the Browns. And times yep. like this,
yep.
it, and this has nothing to do with Haslam's or Lerner's. It has everything to do with Lerner's, I guess, because the Lerner's outbid them to get the team when they came back. But like, I just think they would have been the perfect owners for the Browns.
It would have been great.
And I don't think that they would take the same heat that they did by ended up ending with the baseball team. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with that. NFL
because
owners,
they would have played within the
NFL prints money.
Yeah, they would have played within the NFL rules, and I think it would have been a different story. But this is where we're at. And again, we're looking at, you know, 2028. There's the option for the minority group to come over and take over too. I don't know if, you know, will they? I didn't really kind of question that. And then I started thinking about, well, you know, Baltimore goes for $1.7 billion. And like, do you want that? Because if they made an investment, because I read a report that when they came in, the minority group came in, they bought, like, they had 25% of the team at one point. And then you're like, wow, if they're in at that, and the Dolans bought this at that, and what I wonder what they paid for 25% if the team was valued at $1 billion, and now we're looking at teams like Baltimore go for $1.7 million. Like, if you had that minority interest, billions, yeah, I keep saying million, billion, like, I don't know. Do you want the hassle of owning the team? You cash out, man. You know, and I don't know.
Depends. Maybe, are you in it for baseball or are you in it for the investment?
I don't know. It feels like most ownership groups that are coming in now
are in it for the investment. Yep.
There, and you know, regardless of what they're seeing on the field, or I kind of felt like the Mets were kind of an ego thing, but maybe not. Maybe they were for Stephen Cohen to go in there and buy that thing and you know, make that franchise proud. And We were doing the numbers on Lindor and the Lindor trade yesterday, and I can't. The return on investment right now is just like, oh man. But was he going to stay here? I doubt it. And then you sit here and you talk about trading the best guys on the team, your closer who's amazing, Stephen Kwan, your leadoff hitter has been really, really good, and now you're looking at Kwan going, we can't hang on to him. Like, doesn't that bother anybody? Doesn't that bother?
Who's saying we can't hang on to Kwan?
Pretty much most people that have watched the way this thing has been working for the last couple of years, that, you know, Kwan's going to probably be in a spot where he can get a lot more money. I mean, it's a miracle that Ramirez is here. Can we not, after all the players that have left?
I was shocked they signed Bibee.
Right?
They bought up his arbitration years.
Every prospect who shows up has a doomsday clock over their head. Every single one of them. And that's how I constantly feel about these guys. They all have a doomsday clock over their head.
How many major league teams keep all their guys? I'm curious.
I want to keep guys that are over.
It almost always seems like the same teams end up getting basically whoever they want.
Right.
Yankees, Dodgers, Padres, who spend a boatload of money.
Mm-hmm. Although they weren't always that team.
Friars are only ninth in spending.
Some teams are able to keep some of their guys.
Remember, Anaheim was spending through the roof, and then all of a sudden,
worst investments. Even in those moments, you were looking at them going, really? You're going to give that to CJ Wilson?
Yeah.
You sure?
Let's start with Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Hey, Ty.
How you doing?
Hey, Ty. What do you got for me, my friend?
All right. I'm going to start by agreeing with you, Mr. Baskin, on the Dolans. You know, if they had owned the Browns, and I'm going to back up a second here, Sam. I'm a Guardians fan first, so there you go. But if they had owned the Browns, Manziel doesn't happen. Watson definitely doesn't happen, and OBJ doesn't happen. So I agree with the people who've surmised that the Dolans owning the Browns would have been a good thing. Okay, so as far as what Tim Kurchian said, I agree with him, and I agree with a lot of what Ms. Phelps here is saying. The Los Angeles Dodgers are owned by an organization, the Guggenheim Partners, an investment banking firm that's worth $325 billion versus Dolan's, which their primary ownership is the Guardians themselves, which is $5 billion. If you think that there's any level playing field there ever, you're fooling yourself. There's no way there is a level playing field.
No, there's not.
You can switch the owners 5,000 times. No businessman ever spends more than he gains in revenue.
Not a good one.
So I don't care who buys the team. It's going to be the same situation until there's some change to the structure of finances in baseball. Now, the problem that I have with folks who criticize the Guardians, and this is something Dan said, previous to the commercial break, it can be a little column A and column B, a little but the Dolan's haters seem to indicate it is strictly column A. They are cheapos who never want to win a baseball game. Every decision is that. It's only cheapness, period. There can't be any decision of Josh Naylor is not going to stay here. We can't pay him based on what our revenue is, and therefore we're going to have to move on from him. So that's the problem that I have. It is so one-sided in their opinion of the Dolans.
Okay.
Hard to argue with that.
Yeah,
I honestly think the big issue this year is that their talent evaluation missed on middle infield stuff.
They missed.
Key part
I
of
agree.
It. And a couple of outfield things.
And another thing I want to add, as a baseball fan first, I am getting to the point where I think a lockout is coming and probably somewhat necessary, because there's no competing with the Dodgers. There's just none. So I'm getting to the point where I'd rather them sit it out and fix it rather than continue on this process, because it's not even remotely fair.
All right, Anthony, thank you. You know, the other part of the two, when spending money, like, remember how no one complained when they, and I know I'm going back to what, 2013, but or 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. Remember when they brought in Swisher and Bourne, and people were like, oh, look at this, they're spending money, they're doing all this, they're spending money. And then both of them, like, They're like, what are we doing here?
They weren't awful, but they weren't game changers.
They weren't worth the money that they put in.
Yeah,
so,
which, you know, that to me is, you took a shot, it didn't work, and
swing and a miss, you might say.
Our organization, I think, and I think for any baseball team, actually, is the best way to do it is to develop your own talent. Have that talent when they're young and not making a whole ton of money.
But when they get here and they're good, you want to see them stay. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, like
they don't often stay with other teams either. I mean,
but when you have the opportunity to get that, I don't. It's been our lifetime of winning baseball.
Well, sure.
Let's be honest.
I get that.
And now it's not even winning baseball, losing baseball. I can go back to Chambliss and Nettles if you want to go all the way back. You know what I'm saying?
One of the best moments in the baseball offseason was when the Royals agreed to a contract extension with Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
And it was not only for that fan base, but it was for all of baseball that everybody pumped their fist and said, the little boys can play too. Mm. You know, it was that moment when they handed out that contract and said, we are building around one of the best players in baseball. When every Royals fan was having the same thought that every Guardians fan has had when they've watched these guys. Well, it's a lot of fun right now. I'll enjoy seeing you on the Yankees. I'll enjoy seeing you on the Mets.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy seeing you on the Dodgers.
I think we're
and
all
the Royals
and,
went.
And you still might. Staying. You still might one day.
Gio's in Cleveland. Gio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Andy, I actually agree with you wholeheartedly, and maybe I can bring some clarity to this situation with a fun analogy. So, to me, there's an old saying, us old-timers, I think we're all in the same age bracket, you know, in the 50s, that sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Hmm. And in my opinion, the Guardians are the ultimate automobile repair shop that have gotten lucky with all novice and first-time mechanics. Let's talk about the two best players on our organization, on our team right now. There's a guy named Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan potentially was not going to break camp with the team, but due to an injury, they had no choice. Oops, look what we found. And next thing you know, Stephen Kwan's one of the best hitters in all of baseball, let alone on this team. Where did we draft Stephen Kwan? I believe it was, 12th, 13th round, something like that?
Okay.
So that's intent, right? They had no belief in Stephen Kwan. They took a chance. They rolled the dice. So you can't give Antonetti and any of those guys credit for that. There's another guy on our team. Everybody loves him. Took a hometown discount. But yet, he was the third player called up with a kid named Francisco Lindor. He played shortstop. He played first base. He played right field. He even caught a game. That player's name is Jose Ramirez. He was an afterthought to Frankie Lindor. To sit there and say that the Cleveland Indians / Guardians are good at evaluating talent is an insult. They've gotten lucky. Every year that we've been good, they've invested in players. Now, Jeff, were these players no doubt investments? Or were they potentially a junk bond with a future to maybe mature a little bit and get a little use out of them?
Gio, I think they're very good at evaluating pitching and developing pitching. I do not think that they're great at evaluating position players or developing position players.
And signing free agents. Let's be honest with you. I mean, you can go Edwin Encarnacion, Jay Bruce, the trade for Josh Donaldson. Those were all players that had question marks about them.
I think they made a trade for Bruce.
Did we trade for Dre? I'm sorry about that. Well, I apologize. But either way, he still had question marks about him. Tail end of his career. Can we catch lightning in a bottle? Can we get lucky? That's all it is. We are literally the auto repair dealership. Would you trust your car to be fixed by a first-time mechanic? And that's what our team is. We're nothing but a bunch of young guys that we catch lightning in a bottle. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, well, you know, then we just bring up the next guy, devalue his prospects, and move on. I mean, how many middle infielders have we brought up that were no miss, can't miss, top prospect, and they come up and they stink in the major leagues, they send them down, and now what are we going to trade them for? Mustard?
Gotcha.
Onion?
All right. Hey, thanks, Gio. Got to go here. I don't know.
I think it's more than luck.
I mean,
they can develop pitching.
I mean, even since they went to the World Series in 16, they've been in playoffs 16, 17, 18, 20, 22, 24. I mean,
that's an awful lot of luck, Andy.
That's not luck.
I agree with you.
Do something right.
Of course they do.
I just think that we're at a low point right now. That, you know, to be able to come back and win last night, and when your team stinks on the field defensively and they stink offensively, everybody kind of gets down on this thing. And then you don't want to be out of it. By the All-Star break.
Kwan was a fifth-round pick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.